We begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Gimel Sif Beis. Ketzur Anos Dvarim. What is the definition of Anos Dvarim, hurting somebody with words? L'yom L'chaveroi, somebody should not say to someone else, Kama Ataroi Tzalitin Chafetzeh, how much is this item cost? Who ain't a Roi Tzalitin, and he has no intention of buying it. Hayach Mevakash Liknos Tfuah, if somebody wanted to buy grain, go to that place where you can find it. He knows that it's not available in that location. If somebody else's friend is about tshuva, he shouldn't say to him, remember what you did before, prior to becoming about tshuva. If somebody is suffering, they shouldn't speak to him the way Eov's friend spoke to him, which said to him, they shouldn't say to him, you must have done something wrong if you were punished this way. And they who did speak to Eve that way, they felt they need to say it because his reaction to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated him. If somebody asks him a question, if I know that somebody certainly does not know the answer to the question that I am asking, don't say to Ma Toshabadavaza, what do you think? Because obviously you're embarrassing him when you know he doesn't know the answer. Anything that's in this category that represents Tsar Alev hurting somebody's feelings. Sif Gimel, Mishiesh Lakino Lagnai. If somebody has a nickname, which is an embarrassing nickname, Afishu Rogabai Sakinui, even though it's a nickname that he has become accustomed to, Venom is Baishboy, and it's not something that he's embarrassed with. If the person who is saying it, intention is to embarrass him, you may not call him with that name. Again, this represents a Nos Tavarim. Dalit, Sif Dalit, you're not allowed to act in a way that a person that you're misrepresenting to people. Pirish, as the Kitzchach says, L'rabmas B'dvarim, to fool somebody, Abishaych Sarmam, even if there's no financial loss. I feel das, Oiv Kachavim, even a non-Jew. And that means, for example, Ken Osulay Limkalay Bas Nevela, you're not allowed to sell non-kosher meat, B'cheskas Shruta, even though the person who's buying it, non-kosher or kosher, doesn't make a difference to him. He's not Jewish, but you can't misrepresent to make the person believe that what you're selling him is kosher when it really isn't. And if you sell something that is defective, even though the price is that you're selling is the price that's what it is really worth, you have to make the purchaser aware of the defect. If you're giving a gift, the no gave stas, because a gift is just out of your own generosity, and then this limitation doesn't exist. Sif hey, don't invite somebody to eat with you, that he's not coming anyway. Don't give somebody a gift, when you know he's not going to receive your gift. Anything that represents dishonesty, I'm trying to show as if I want to give him honor and respect, but that's not truly my intent. A person should be consistent in his behavior. He should act with a honest tongue. I act honestly. Ruach nochoin v'leif tohar. You always act in the most honest, upfront manner. One may not do business with something that's not that's osur, that's prohibited. Sif alf kol davar shosur b'atar b'achila, anything that midaraisu he may not eat. Api shemut b'anoi, even though he may have benefit from that food. Imu davar miyuchel machel, if it's meant for eating. Osur lasis by schayra, we may not sell such an item. Or lahavasalava, use it for security. Even if the purpose of buying it is because I want to serve it to my non-Jewish employee, usher. But if this is not a food item, horses, donkeys, you may do business with them. Which we know we may not eat, we may do business with, because the Torah explicitly says, regarding chaylev, the Torah says, ye'os l'kol melacha. The Shach says that this halacha is only with the chaylev of a kosher animal, but the chaylev of a non-kosher animal we may not use for business. And even that chaylev is primarily used, these fats are primarily used today just for the manufacture of soap. And still, the halacha is that, on the contrary, today that it's mainly used for soap and it's nifgam, it's not edible, so that you may do business with any type of chaylev of kosher animal or non-kosher animal. Sif beis, im nizdam l'adam b'kroi dover osur. If somebody had got something non-kosher, not because that was his intention, but he ended up with it. Kigoyin shetzot togim, he was looking to catch fish. When he's fishing, a non-kosher fish came into his net. He was shechting animals, and there are some animals that are in the vela so treifas. Then he may sell them. He may do business with them. Since it was not his intention to do business with these types of foods, but he must sell them immediately. Don't leave this until it becomes better. Even you could also use a shliach to sell these items. Obviously, the shliach is going to make profit. But don't sell it to a non-Jewish shlich outright. They can't have atzlos chayra. We're going to have the problem that you're doing business with something non-kosher. There's a very big discussion. If somebody has a supermarket and he needs to have a variety of foods, and some of the foods that he's going to have are not kosher. So now he's deliberately doing business with non-kosher food. But the reason he's doing so, because otherwise the supermarket cannot be successful, it doesn't have what many customers want. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, since his business is primarily kosher, and that to sell kosher food, and that's what he's trying to accomplish, just because he has non-Jewish customers who need these, who want these non-kosher items, and if he won't serve them, then he won't have these customers, and he won't be able to keep the business going. So then the halach is that he could sell it. He could sell such items. The Darkei Teshuva disagrees. He says only if, for example, he's buying everything from one distributor maybe, and the distributor has non-kosher items, maybe he's makel. But under other circumstances, he's not so ready to be lenient. But there are others that say that when it represents a direct loss and he's brought it to the store to prevent that direct loss, we could be lenient. The Darkei Teshuva says that what about being a broker with non-kosher items? He says there are many poskim who say that we can be a broker with non-kosher items, because they never really come into my possession. As the Shas Chus Beis Shloima says, that the reason we're not allowed to sell non-kosher items is because we may come to Chas V'Shalom eat those items. But if I'm a broker and I never take possession of those non-kosher items, the concern that I'm going to come to eat it doesn't exist. Daruch HaShulchan says the reason why you could be a broker for non-kosher food is because you never take ownership of that product. You're just a broker. And therefore, since you're only a broker, then we could be more lenient. And that's why also somebody is a worker in a factory that produces non-kosher food, the pre-sada says there may be room for leniency because I'm not her owner and I'm not actually handling the kosher food. Let's say I'm working in the office, there may be room for leniency. Sif Gimel, Kein Muta, Ligvais B'chayvai, Davarim Tamerim. I may not, if somebody owes me money and he wants to sell me non-kosher food, even though V'yimker Miyad, even though it's my, I'm going to sell them immediately. I can't hold on to anything non-kosher with the intent to profit. But I can hold on to them because I shall yafsid my cheren, that if it means losing from my principal, then we can be more lenient. The Shafi Chuvs Imre Yoshi discusses that apparently they just have this non-kosher food that they need to eat, that they got, and therefore he says you could sell. Something which is only awesome with Rabbanan, kigoyin gvinish shel nachri, non-kosher cheese, mutalas ben tzchayra, if it's kosher, just the was made as gvinis akum, then the halach is you could do business with them. The Shas Chuvas Emre Yoshev says that somebody made a nether that he's not going to drink wine, and now he wants to sell wine. He makes another. They're not going to sell. He's not going to drink wine because wine is not healthy for him. He's allowed to sell it because he says that any time where there's a concern that where there's a reason to believe that he won't eat from that food, and it's a derabbanan. So then we have more room for leniency.